so much production.
That's how it is.
Yeah, we have all this, right? All this media stuff around.
Is there anyone else who needs a book? I see there's one there.
Well, I know some of them.
Okay, done. So we'll start with a prayer. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of in the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of doing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings.
Oh, yeah.
So then, to begin with, we have a verse from Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds. Human life of leisure and opportunity is difficult to obtain. With it, we can achieve all the aims of beings, all the aims of human beings, whatever we want. If you don't make use of it in this lifetime, how will I get it again? If I don't make use of it in this lifetime, how will I get it again? So, to understand the meaning of leisure, a human life of leisure and opportunity, when we just sort of think about our human life, it's difficult to sort of understand how we have leisure. But if you compare it to a life of an animal, for instance, animals don't have intelligence or ability to, like, think about, sort of self-reflect and think about the teachings. And then also, there's another, so similar to that, then there's other types of beings called hungry ghosts and beings who exist in hell. They have the same kind of situation. Then when you go, thanks, Tom. And then when you look at sort of the higher rebirths, as a god or a goddess, for instance, they also they don't have the ability to analyze and investigate. Their intelligence is not like that as well. Human beings have this ability with their intelligence, and so then just it's if they take the time to, if we as human beings then take the time to apply ourselves, and then we have this kind of quality of leisure.
Delwa sirwa.
Delwa.
An jorba asuduza ko na razole tungi soso ngone changwe de kanga changde yore sora. Ni ba ta rwa. Tene wangbo changma cha chang yin ba samu ta tungde. Mi ni yin yi wangbo chang. Tene chik le tukja pa seba ma seba chik jawa nye ba tende shuk ching ma chenge. Rwa. Mi ni yin yi wangbo chang. Le ta ma lo ba. Ne la te ba sa. Oh, lega yaku sangu chena yaku ne, nyamba chena ti yaku mare ti baris ti desi ngazu kelengi ora. Chesa nela teba sirwa, kiwa chena jebu yaku yima. Migi wa chena yaku mare se ti ko ichi yorwa. Leta malo nela te sirwa ti indi. Rangi ngwene sangu wala tungi de sandi yore. Shengi ngwene ya sangye jikendo chwe maju bekab de chene chwe se ta tindi kezi yomarwa. Keba mangul ya. Sanjay, Tapdeng shirabe samlu kyachimbu kandesh dagi na tanyali ya dalwa yuware, tunji ganga jorde yuware, sigwara, jayazan mili tu chachimbu re, sigwara.
So, so as human beings, we have this opportunity, we have this leisure, this to be able to apply ourselves with intelligence. But also we have opportunity. Opportunity means that we're not reborn in a situation where our minds are clear enough. We don't have some kind of these are opportunities that have to do with ourself, okay? That pertain to our own person, and so then those are that we have this ability to we're not inclined to doing too much wrongdoing, involved in too much wrongdoing, and we have mental faculties to be able to distinguish what is the right thing to do, what is the wrong thing to do, and sort of be able to cultivate ethics, some kind of self-discipline, then in terms of opportunity that pertains, somehow is dependent upon others, instead of pertains to, there are places where Buddhas have not visited, for instance, that a Buddha has never come to some places, and for many aeons, for instance. But fortunately, we had a Buddha visit our world, and he's taught the teachings, and the teachings still exist, and there are people who follow the teachings. And then there are people who have assembled all the, any of the resources we need in order to learn and study the teachings. So then we have this, that kind of opportunity. We have this life of, we have the chance, right, to practice the teachings as well.
Sheda nye kabo rese, tawas lela buche toba mare nye kabo rese gora. Nye kawa kande rese ten jundi nye bar shindu karwa. Kare rese nye ku sada mi milu tobya tili ya, xian le cawa pang bi tim song gu yo ra, zu tim song wa le ten de.
Ten
de long ju qinpo qik dai sa, ne lu long ju dai sa sa ya tong ya kang ga yong de li qinpo dang gu ra, jiao na. Ten de jik mi so bu tong du za tigba ra nya gu ra. Tigba ra nya tong da mi kang ga xian de ting de ma ruwa, mi kang a ya gu de li xia de qik 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 ting de de.
So the next line is saying how it's difficult to obtain this human life. Then the way we can understand the difficulty of obtaining this human life is just by looking at the causes, and therefore the effect is difficult to obtain. If we have a human life, then we have this ability to not be very harmful, okay, to, we know how to, well, it comes, a human life comes about based upon avoiding being harmful, you know, abstaining from being harmful to others, and then if you have all the resources, this comes about that you need. This human life has a lot of resources, and so then that comes about through generosity, and being very generous, and then we're not very frightful to look at, like a scorpion, for instance. So that comes about through having some practice of patience, and then we have this intelligence, on top of those causes, then it you have to have some kind of previous aspiration. You know, you're aspiring to be helpful to others and thinking, you know, in a helpful way. If you have all those causes assembled, then you can have you can obtain a human life. But it's difficult for us as humans, as Shanti Deva says, it's to do some kind of virtuous deeds like we were just mentioning. Then it's difficult to do that because the example that Shanti Deva says, it's like lightning striking in the middle of a dark night. For the most part, the night is dark, and then every once in a while there'll be some kind of, you know, light, you can see something. And so then through some kind of former habituation, we have some kind of, you know, not habituation, but some kind of maybe the ripening of some former, well, for lack of a better word, predisposing latency that ripens, then we're able to somehow, you know, suddenly be able to do something helpful to others, you know, think, you know, be loving or kind or, you know, or compassionate. But for the most part, we don't get that kind of chance to do this kind of virtuous or a helpful deed or constructive deeds towards others.
Oh yeah, keep it in Give it to Ruth about you, Balasigo.
The
Indoco, then you militia, Chimbudi, Tolias. Then I ran to Tondanda, which carried to wear you in a troop to wear your days. Tonda carried to wear yours, and it said, did Tonda the charge of Sanduco. There's a Saya Tonya Coyado, Che, Mesidi Kibuchesipa, Gayatiroa,
who
did that troop to be wrong at
him.
Or did some marries or did on that change your days, you are. So a chima. And then Milu Nashing and Milu Yabuji Toyagi. Now I hear that and the magic, tended to that and the two to this. Gooding as the two to this. Oh, that be me that lad and carrying a doming grand century. Round around me ever say, let a new mumble wangi, Yankee, Yan Droa Chiliki, Yanshi, Yankee, Yanshi, Tender, Chimmy with a Tarbasigua. Or tended to gain it to be yours. Tamevala sova da nyomo kondro nga je cha do to su kanga tangzi nga de ko chik se da tin de pa pa ne tarwa chum ne tu ye yo ra o dile la ba ran chi bu ten da ma de sim je mang bu ten da chu thung ge ran kyu kyu se yen de kang ga zong ge mi shi be mong ba kang ga se shi rep chen bu cha sam ba sang bu cha thap de shi rep sang bu da she ni ge cha thar chim ba sang ge ji ko ban tu ya ge ju ji sa wi na ta da nga lu sa ji yo re ti de ko
Then it, the verse had also had mentioned how we were able to achieve the aims of living beings or the goals, maybe something like that, and or the human goals. I'm not quite sure. This is referring to how, well, as humans we can make ourselves very comfortable in this lifetime, you know, achieve whatever we need, and, you know, sort of assemble all the resources of food and place to stay and so forth, friends and so forth. And but that is not what is being talked about here. That it's talking to sort of a more important goals of providing something for your next lifetime, for instance, that you can assemble all the causes to have a fortunate rebirth in your next lifetime by abandoning any kind of harmful actions and doing helpful actions. Then, aside from that, you can also our life here in this world is. We're brought into this we're born into this world under the control of our former actions, we say, or karma, that you've heard the word karma, that former actions, maybe you can say. Then due to our afflictions, afflictions are such things as ignorance and a misconception of who we are, but it's also attachment and hatred and hostility and jealousy and pride. All of these we're sort of brought into this life under the control of all of these. We're under the power of our former actions and afflictions. But in this human life, then, we have the opportunity to eliminate all of those. We can actually counteract them and free ourselves of having to be reborn again and again into this under those conditions. So then we call that liberation, but not just liberation. We can also get rid of all our defects. And people don't think of themselves as having defects, but faults and problems. Get rid of all of those, and then attain all good qualities and reach a state of perfection and an omniscience, and we call that enlightenment or Buddhahood. So we can also do that with this kind of human life. So So we have those three kinds of goals that we can achieve. So then, if you don't make good use of this life now, then how are you going to be able to get it again in your next lifetime? So it's saying you have to pursue those kinds of goals now in this lifetime, once you've got the chance, and then maybe you'll be able to get this kind of life again in the future, in your future lifetime. So then, how can you achieve these three goals? In short, to achieve this goal of a good rebirth in your next lifetime, it's through abstaining from any kind of harm to others, just to avoid any kind of harm, meaning non-violence is another way of saying it. Then to do whatever you can to be helpful to others, to benefit others, then you can achieve that goal of a good rebirth. So if we think about how uncomfortable we are when somebody is giving us a really hard time and giving us all sorts of problems and difficulties, well, everybody's like that. Even the smallest insect is like that. So then if we take that to heart and then try to avoid being harmful to all everyone, to abstain from being harmed to everyone, then you get this kind of, I don't know, ultimate benefit of a better rebirth. But also in this lifetime, you'd be happier. Being competitive and jealous and angry and also doing harm to others and committing adultery and all these kinds of things. Just, we're not very happy when we're doing that. So if you abandon those in this lifetime, then you'll be happier actually in this lifetime too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tanda ni benda tu le tu le lah tu lewa. Tapi tak kerja tu, oh, anjo, konjo saya semjen liat cakna je. Mabulai je, siapa je bes susu kacim bu siapa je sem di papa. Yudo anjo papa show di papa kaga cium mengi sendu yau lewa. Cakma dah tahu sih tu. Semjen kiri liat kaji susu ni di bes cale dewan tu si. Cenca mabulai tahu nasi. Oh, tanda itu cakna ke nyamu di show je. Ini lesa juga orang tu. Nah, sampai di tampung anjing je. Tangsi serang ada perang ada siapa juga sampai suci dengan rancik ya cecah juga sampai orang. Di dalam tangai, sungai, mingai, nongai, sedap suci cuma siapa juga orang. Tiada orang tu sesuatu cik cawat di sesuai je. Ini senjor sesuai di sesuai je. Cakap sampai suci cuma siapa je. Tiada sosun dapat cuci dan sosun cawat di sosun dapat cuci ni ya.
Mm-hmm.
기지직 내직도 유디 코로세데 미달하다 저절 라와메바케네 라와메바시에데 나도 예스기와라 제가 그 전다 2번째 오테라 딱 초신조 착당 인념모 강가베 추구를 하다 해라
그래
다음에 동반이세 다음에 동반이 동반이세데 기본 정진에 그거래 기본 중우들레 진데게 그거 말해
So then the next sort of goal that we were talking about to achieve that there's well we have this sort of our we can get very attached to things like something that we really want and we get it and then we don't want to lose it you know you can get very attached to them and then also, just at birth, actually, we feel that we're very important. You know, I'm a special kind of person, and you know, and we think very much about ourselves. Kind of this comes naturally with us, and then we kind of divide our world into, those things that you associate, the things and people you associate with yourself, and those that you associate with somebody, with other, just being other, not part of your group or whatever, not yourself and not part of your group, then we have the great attachment and want to provide for those things that we associate with ourselves. and then we don't really care. We sort of don't even care if we harm or, you know, disregard the needs of that which we associate with others. So we get involved in what we're calling this attachment and hostility. So then, if it's possible to primarily through, when we talk about, there's a philosophy, a Buddhist philosophy called, of a view called emptiness, then emptiness is something that is a philosophical view that's cultivated, not cultivated necessarily for that, not at all actually, for that first goal of a better rebirth, but for the goal of reducing our attachment and hostility and separating ourselves from all of the afflictions that arise from that, and getting liberated from this kind of forced this situation where we're totally under the control of our karma and our afflictions, then emptiness is what you cultivate for that, and then it's you have this, you know, there is this possibility of getting free of this situation of constantly having to be born and die and then be reborn and so forth over and over again under the power of the afflictions in our former actions.
Oh yeah, what do you do? Seba de shuk chenpo tinte che na ma kari yore se na katse ko seba che yo na, shenpa che yo na yo ko tama de liyan ko de dagda degi maro ko njur je shenta shiren ruk yo ra yidu wan yin anda, chik benzo yin anda, chik nyen yidu yin anda, kari yin anda, koye tusum tsokwa chi yin
anda.
Di takwa degi maara, ko jema de tima yinba chin yure ta shu sara, kora nang shi re. Tama deli guiba chi yungu yara. Di yandu tani ko samla liya, sem megi ba da, dungi shuk chenpu yungu yara. Di yandu ko tangbo ne shirra shuk chenpu di mena, di chi de shenda chi yungu re, duga chi yungu re, di yandu ko shirra tindri,
So it's through a attachment that, well, when we get attached to something and really crave something and we get it, no matter how wonderful it is and how, you know, marvelous it might be, it's eventually going to, you know, change. It's going to eventually, dis, you know, the whole situation is going to dissolve, right? Whether it's a thing or a situation or whatever we're looking for, it's sort of like its final state is going to be disintegration. And so then it's better right from the beginning to have not been so attached to it or so hostile towards others. And so then even reducing our attachment and hostility in this lifetime, we're going to be happier, okay? Not just, you're not going to just have that possibility of a goal of liberation from this constant cycle of rebirth, but you also will be happier in this
lifetime. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so so less, Chanda Kesha was a goodest. That was Shanji was Changju Sambas, Tequachin was some more. Tanda Bodo Kyo Tonga Mavanes, Tanda Bodo Soso Kesha, Chilling, Nang, Nadi, Digma do something, Yamogonga Son, the Lang, and Basan, the Cocorge, the Anwa. What that did Ganga didn't have Zinti. Soso Kesha, Chilling, and I ate the one age, you say Kesha, Tinish, and let's watch your Ganga Yungura. No, that Ganga Yon said the Tinay Yungua Samje. Rangle Shanke Shawatini. Changu Sambasta, Soso Mesakar, and the Shangi Tanda Mado. So it turned out some like a tender sugar, and the shambin bashi trunks, Changu Sambasimeter. Or Dilla Tennis and Bench Bashi's a shangy turn to a tarsimbe. Kun say, Yonde Kundijin Dogo, some then it read and say, Yonde read and Nation Act Tapsiora. Or they give a chamber some with the ra. Or the day on a dump post pangiro. And it's in Dilla, so it give you a rang and arch and dream, so say your Marco. Mish and Baka was simply coverage on the sauce and yam to cover your mother. Nal dreamers and nice under some day your Marco. Oh, did it.
Then, then if we think about that third goal of attaining some perfection, then it's really you know, the third aim or goal, then it's really where you've we see that everything, all our problems have really come from this thinking so much about being preoccupied with ourselves and totally just thinking about, oh, what can I, you know, how can I be happy? What can I get for myself? What can I, you know, do to improve my situation? And thinking of yourself is very important. So instead of thinking about yourself cultivating this, you know, these attitudes of attachment and hostility and so forth, then you change the orientation so that you're only thinking about others. Then you're only thinking about what it is that makes them happy, what they need, and this is the practice of the bodhisattva. Then they're kind of reorienting themselves. This third, you know, third type of person that's practicing is called the person of great capacity. The other ones are called the medium capacity and small capacity, but this is the person of great capacity. Then they're only thinking thinking how to be helpful to others, and then bringing their compassion and their wisdom to perfection, such that they eliminate all their faults and achieve all good qualities for the sake of others, to be helpful to others. So they're only all the time oriented towards how can I be helpful to others. And so then, if you're not thinking, then ultimately they're going to achieve this state of perfection. But also, even in this lifetime, if you're not thinking about yourself. And, you know, even you got some problems that come to you or whatever happens to you, you're not worried about yourself. You're not thinking about, oh, how could this happen to me? What do I do to get out of this situation? You're on, you're only thinking about others and what their needs are and how their happiness should be achieved. So you're going to be happy yourself, you know, and you're not worried about everybody else. I mean, you're not worried about yourself, you're just worried, you know, concerned about everybody else. So you're going to be a lot happier.
Oh yeah. Da yin de ko ki bi to da tu ke che che de chu na ra le she che ba lo chang che ka le ge le tang bu ne de yong ma ro ka le ge le so so ke che bu ci mi ke chu ju ci che de yu sha ti ge ri ya u ma ro sam che da ge she che ba she ji de da li ya ne so so sa ma che ba ya ke ta ya shi ra ya ke ta ya she de ju bi che do sang bu da shi ra de ko de sang ge bu do si ge ma lu ba sang ya ne sang ma she bu do sam ti de ro ba ti ma ju na ne ta cho shen cho se de ti ta cho de ta shen cho se de ti mo ba che ran le ran cho de da shen cho che ne ke che ran shen cho ke cho ti ma du na ta cho shen cho nyam ba ji ba so ya ti se ni ba che le ba ta ti ma tu na nga ra da nga ran cho de ke che gre nga ti ji ba so tu ma na ya o so so da so so cho ge ten da shen la tsa wa chi gi o ma re se o di ba ji lo chang ge do wa ta bu so so da so so cho de ke che bu re yi na so so ten da tu ge le shen le tsa wa chi me se ti che ta bu de ra a ni ba de da cho de shen cho ji ba so ge a ti ni rin che de ya o mo do sam ti ni ba de ra su ba de ra le shen cho ke cha se ye de ra o ti de ya to lo chang ge do wa chu lo cha
na so then if you have this practice of thinking only of others, you're able to change your orientation so that you're not concerned about your own, you know, yourself or whatever you associate with yourself, and you're totally preoccupied with others. Then you have this this attitude of the bodhisattva, but that's not always the easiest thing to do. So then you can instead of that you can aim for kind of balancing your view of your own of self and other. You don't have this kind of balanced idea of where you're impartial, okay? That's really talking about impartiality. Whether it's, you know, for yourself or for others, you have a kind of impartial view. And then, so you can strive, work at that. And then if you... If that's difficult to achieve, then and you're really more oriented towards doing something for your own, pursuing your own interests, then you pursue your own interests without harming others, okay, with forsaking any kind of harm towards others. So then these are it's called like a mental training. You can either train in that kind of abandoning of harm towards others, or you can train in impartiality, or you can train in concern for others, and it's a kind of graduated development of the mind. It's a maturation of the mind, and the mind matures in that way. It's from growing interest in yourself towards impartiality, towards being totally concerned only with others.
Oh yeah. Then when you do shijaba itag yora, shijaba na loko da meba she yora. Just da meba she kuya ti tande neshi. Na sumgara zulu lenge na namju samu tande sa. Na sudu sa na de rawa meba samu kuda. Me sobu pasha, sora pasha, sen pasha na. Tanda ngangara me yes sam sam sidua. Rangwe ne yeba sidua. So na de rangwe ne yeba kechum shivu samu tange yora. Na se rawa samu tange.
Mm-hmm.
nga rang yo se ti pa sha ne so su yo tong de sam ko go da sa de le nga rang wa se go da nga rang we ne ba shan da mang bo nga yo de yo ar me ma re mang bo ji kong bo nga ten jin de ne cho ne a ne nga se le pa ta ne te sam ji yo ar ma do rang wa tin de shi yo ma ro ni na nga rang wa shu chen bu ji yo de a ne nga le cha ba shu chen bu rang jin jin shu chen bu ti yin de ne rang ge ten da zhu ye le shu chen bu Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. क्यों कांगे ने सामलो पोसो तो पोसे रस सोसो सोसो सामलो चूक मिकी बसे कांगे यंगो रा नांजे सामलो माशो चूंग जी आ डे 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 यंगो डे सम सर पासी के ने तो फेर भी आ रा सोसो की भी आ रा नांजे नांजे शुक चंबो सिम ना ती याग दो सम की आ रे ती की तुम्हे यंगो आ रे ती बाल्लो ऐसा ने याग रे तेरे पेज से आ रे मिजी मार रीगा ने मार रिंडु हुई ना शेरा को तंग रिंडु के सम को दिले कंगबल रुरु कंगन दिले शिकरा यानी को मांग रिंडु हुई आ रे तकारे ने से फाल कंगबल को फाल चंग जी यू शाने यानी को मार साग मार रे जी ना शुरू से क्यों ओ
I hadn't heard that example. So then we're about to look at the Aryadeva's 400 verses on the middle way. Then the topic that we're looking at is called selflessness. And selflessness, that means the lack of a certain kind of self. Selfless doesn't mean like just disregarding itself and being concerned for others. In this context, it means that it's a certain kind of self that doesn't exist. Not a certain kind of self. It's there's a way that the self exists that couldn't possibly ever exist, so that we... Well, this is getting too complicated. let's try a different way. Okay, so I'm just trying to explain the terminology and then get bogged down. But the word is selflessness, okay? So then from the beginning, we have this idea of me, I am, and then we're all interested in this, we have so much self-interest. We're just totally preoccupied with ourselves. Then the self appears to us in a certain way, to exist in a certain way, and the way that self appears to us is to exist in its own right. It's sort of independent. An independent self. It's sort of like if we got rid of, if we sort of shed our mind and body, there would still be this self, you know, this something, this self that exists. We have this idea that this self appears to us to exist in that way. We're not saying that the self completely doesn't exist. We're saying that there is this way that we think about ourselves, okay, and that we feel about ourselves, and the way that our self appears, the way that the self appears to us, that we seem to be that kind of an independent, you know, self-existent kind of person, okay, and that's the way we conceive of ourselves. And so then we become very attached to that self, and then we get involved in all these harming others and doing everything to provide for that self. But in fact, that self does not exist at all. It couldn't exist the way it seems, the way we feel that it exists. An independent self could not exist. Another way of saying it is a self that exists in its own right or is self-contained. It doesn't need anything else. In fact, we do have a self that's does exist in a kind of interdependent way. It's a dependent arising, dependent upon many different factors coming together, and then we designate that as the self. Okay, but that kind of self does exist. But this other one that we're so preoccupied with, this sort of misconception of ourself, that kind of concept of the self, that kind of a self, could never exist. And so then, So if we can then sort of relax in that view, you know, that view of ourselves, we're so holding on so tightly to that view of ourselves as being, you know, self-existent and independent. If we can somehow loosen that view, okay, and then we become, you know, more open and relaxed, and it's the analogy that Geshe-la was giving,